This is JIS News. Coming up, Transport and Works Minister gives update on Portland Bight Goat Islands Development Project. Government discloses pre-qualified bidders for privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal. And Cabinet approves regime to allow Chinese nationals to visit Jamaica without a visa for up to 30 days. Details after the break.
For our men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
Now the news. The Port Authority of Jamaica and China Harbour Engineering Company Limited, CHEC, have arrived at an initial framework agreement setting out the terms and conditions for discussions on the development of a transshipment port and related facilities at Goat Islands. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies made the disclosure in Parliament Tuesday. He says CHEC, with assistance from the Port Authority of Jamaica, has also applied to the National Environment and Planning Agency for a beach control license in order to conduct a geotechnical investigation and engineering survey in the area. The survey is expected to be completed by the end of April.
The preliminary designs for the first phase of the project will begin immediately thereafter, and they will be expected to be completed by the end of June 2014. At this stage, it is anticipated that the project will be sufficiently defined to allow CHEC to make a presentation to NEPA to seek the requisite terms of reference for the environmental impact assessment of the project. That is the EIA.
Dr. Davies says following the completion of the study, the project will be submitted to Cabinet for a decision. Three large global terminal operators have been pre-qualified for the privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal, KCT. The bidders are Port of Singapore, Dubai Ports World, and Terminal Link Consortium, which comprises CMA-CGM Terminal Link, China Harbour Engineering Company, and China Merchant Holding International. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says senior officials from the Port of Singapore are on the island meeting with the management of KCT and conducting site visits of the facilities.
The Port Authority of Singapore team will return on March 10 to begin a detailed technical assessment of the KCT facilities. Similar visits are scheduled for the other bidders. Dubai Port World is scheduled for March 17 to 18, and the CMA-CGM Consortium is scheduled for March 19 to 21.
Dr. Davies was updating Parliament on the privatization of the KCT on Tuesday. He says a draft concession agreement outlining the terms and conditions under which the port will be privatized has been prepared and provided to the bidders. The bids are to be returned on May 22 and an evaluation completed by June 20. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is encouraging young people to conduct research before embarking on particular areas of study. She says this is crucial as several career paths will become less lucrative or even outdated in a few years.
We're either going to be world producers or world consumers. Everybody, whether you're young and old, has to go outside of your comfort zone and really take risks. You have to know, have an unbridled determination to seek perhaps untraditional career paths without fear. And most importantly, you have to have the courage to think differently.
Minister Hanna was speaking at the University of Technology 2013-2014 Marketing Seminar, Brand Fair, on Wednesday. The event was held under the theme, Business Ventures, Empowering Innovators. And Cabinet has approved a new regime to allow Chinese nationals to visit Jamaica without a visa for up to 30 days as tourists. The move is designed to increase the number of tourist arrivals from China and deepen Jamaica's presence as a tourist destination for Chinese nationals.
This administration has recognized China's potential for growth as a tourism market for Jamaica. Our government has been making a concerted effort to develop new markets for our tourism industry by relaxing its visa requirements for nationals of several countries.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing on Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.